Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
That's Stevie bringing this back. Stevie Nicks. Songwriter, song singer, songstress. That's the word, isn't it? One of the great talents of our time. Welcome back, Seven Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book. Brad Houston is our guest, our great friend, 16-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of Munchies for Salespeople 2, right? The new one?
Absolutely, yep. So more selling tips you can sink your teeth into.
There you go, and as if the first one wasn't enough, folks, we have to have more now. And all that's at iastraining.com. You can get his weekly tip, which I look forward to every week, come to you by email, by the way. Hey, Brad, thanks again for staying with us. Value, what is it? Don't customers believe that value is going automatic these days?
Well, I think that first thing we need to understand is that value is nothing more than perception. Mm-hmm. And people have all types of different perceptions for their money. And the example I use, I know the value I have for a $100 bill, totally different than the value my 18-year-old grandson has for a $100 bill. He thinks he's wealthy, let's go shopping, I think let's hide it from him so he doesn't know I have it. So I think a big mistake that salespeople make is they try to sell based on their perception of value and
right.
customers. And too often they either undersell or they oversell depending on their perception of value, and they're not asking the right questions to discover what that customer's perception of value is. You know, some people would be happy to drop $10,000 on a watch, and other people wouldn't spend over $500 on a watch. Mm-hmm. And the same thing is true with any other product or service that's sold out in the marketplace. And once we understand what the customer's perception of value is, then we can focus our presentation and our attention toward that.
How do we do that? How do we root that out?
Well, we ask the right questions, and we find out what they've used before and what they've had in the past and what kind of experience they've had, and, you know, depending mm-hmm. on the situation. But every type of a sales situation has a set of questions that need to be asked in 99.99% of the presentations. And, you know, with jewelry, tell me about her other jewelry. And that'll tell you immediately what type of budget or what type of perception that they have on jewelry. You know, if the guy mm-hmm. says, I got her a 10-carat diamond, well, you certainly don't want to show him a quarter-carat pair of earrings. So
right.
That's just stupid. On the other hand, the guy bought a, you know, $5 million home and you're selling him something for $500,000, then you're totally off base. So, mm-hmm. you know, those are dramatic examples, but it's just a matter of asking the right questions.
But the key is this is information you need, and you got to figure out how to get it out of them.
Absolutely, and I think sales is nothing more than a series of questions to get a yes answer and to match the customer's wants, needs, and desires with the product.
So if you sell, for example, as an example, if you're, I know you work with a lot of jewelry stores, so if you're selling jewelry and a guy walks in, would you say, so what's your favorite stone?
Absolutely.
Something like that, just to find out. And if they say coral, then you know what you're looking for, right? if they say quartz, you know what you're looking for. If they say diamonds, then you got a different level, right?
We got us a whole new ball game now, as they say. Absolutely. And you know, it's just
I'm looking for a nice ring in quartz.
Yeah, I'm looking for a nice ring that I don't
coral.
Spend more than $10 for, so.
Right. And do you have a layaway program?
Exactly. Yep. Oh gosh. So it is funny out there, but you know, I've seen so many cases where the salespeople undersell when they could have made a much larger sale at a much higher profit, much higher margin, because they're basing it on their perception of value.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a sales guy making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year is going to have a different perception than somebody pulling down $250,000 or $300,000.
Is that a good reason, when a customer comes into your shop, is that a good reason maybe to let them walk around just a little bit before you try to help them, let the, kind of see where they land. Is that a good idea?
Where they start gravitating a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, they start looking in the sparkly counter or the dull counter. You know, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's one of the keys. But I think that in every industry, universally, it's sales is all about the questions that you ask, mm-hmm. and asking good open-ended questions to get the customer
that's right.
to talk to you.
It's all yeah. about the probe, no question about it. Hey,
about
Brad, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for 16 great years, buddy.
Thanks, Jim, and happy anniversary. We'll talk to you next time.
Next time, Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen, IASTraining.com. All of his books are there and all the other stuff there. Brad always does a great job. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.